This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. It's always good to talk to former Minnesota Golden Gophers who are doing awesome things in the community. And I know a lot of times I get a chance to talk to Daryl Thompson, former Gopher football player, about the great work that he does with Boulder Options. But our next guest on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, I haven't talked to him in quite some time, and I've never talked to him on the show here, and that's Richard Coffey, former Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball player. He joins us now here on Late Night. Hey, Richard, how you been, man?
I'm well, Henry. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, The last time that I think that I came across you was either at a Gopher basketball game, not last season, but the year before, or it might have been at Byerly's Lunch buying some groceries, man.
I've visited those places often, so it could have been either one of those.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. How's the quarantine life treating you, man?
Same as everyone else, trying to stay safe, you know, wearing a mask, wearing the gloves, not going to the grocery stores, and just trying to stay safe and keep my family safe as everyone else is trying.
I feel you, man. And I think the number one thing that people have learned about me over the course of the last couple of months is, and I don't say this to complain and keep harshing on it, but, oh, man, me not having no Lifetime Fitness is killing me, bro. I don't know how you're doing it. Well, you different, man. You a man like no other. You muscular, got the great frame and stuff like that, but I know that you're missing the gym just as much as I'm missing it, because I would come across you all the time.
For sure. I think we're experiencing a new normal, and I don't know, you know, how those places are going to look moving forward. But, it'll be interesting to find out, though.
No question about it. I've always been a fan of yours. I love everything about you and the man that you are. And that's the reason why I want to have you on. And I saw the article on 180 Degrees in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And it was a really good piece on your organization. And I said that I wanted to share it on the show. So let's just start with, I want you to tell me a little bit about what 180 Degrees is and what you guys do.
Well, you know, we have a great leadership team. It starts with that. You know, our CEO, Dan Farr, does a great job, and he's put together a great leadership team and of himself and our directors, and I'm one of the directors over there. And we run shelters. We have six 24/7 our 24/7 facilities, group homes and shelters. You saw the information in the paper about the halfway house. We have other programming that serve youth with a case from a case management perspective. We have a program that serve women, women that have experienced domestic violence. So we do an array of things, all focusing on servicing the underserved. We serve probably over 1,000 youth every year, and we serve probably a little over 200 men coming out of prison every year. So it's a lot of work. And you have to have a heart of service if you're going to work at 180 Degrees.
Yeah. For more information, people out there listening, go to 180degrees.org and also give them a follow on Twitter at 180, which is the actual number, degrees, MN. So,
and
you know,
donate,
one of the things.
Donate.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can go to the website and donate right on the website, right?
Yes, they can.
Absolutely. We're talking to Richard Coffey here, former Minnesota Golden Gopher and program director at 180 Degrees here on Late Night News Talk A30 CCO. And one of the things that I like about 180 degrees from the information that I've read and seen about you guys is the diversity in the folks that you work with, Richard. You just mentioned it, you know, you got youth, but there's also some adult programs as well.
For sure. And the story in the paper was about our adult program. And then whenever you have programming and you're trying to help as many people as we help, you have to have great leadership. And at our adult residential facility, Clifton Place, we have an amazing senior manager in Tony Hunter. And then we have an amazing house manager in Lai Sanon. They do a great job over there putting the programming together and keeping that house running. You know, we have 36 beds at that location, and we mostly full all the time. So can you imagine 36 guys that's coming out of prison in a mansion? It's not a huge space, but in a mansion, 36 guys, you have to have great staff and you have to have great programming to keep that place sane and running properly. And then you add COVID-19 into the mix, and it gets really crazy unless you have the right people in place. And fortunately for us, we have the right people in place.
You know, you kind of read my mind right there, because I wanted to get to that, because COVID-19 has really impacted those that are trying to get their lives back on track. And I want to go to a quote from the story from you. It says, before COVID, jobs weren't the issue. It was housing. No one wants to rent to a felon, and you don't want to rent from a slumlord who may demand a couple of months rent and then claim you're dealing drugs, which can be a parole violation and get you back in prison. Our guys have very little power.
For sure. I mean, and that's the truth. I mean, you know, these guys come out of prison. You know, whatever crime they've done in the past, when they get to our place, society has deemed that they have paid their dues. They have paid their debts to society. So when they get to our place, we take on a service mindset. It's our job not to judge, but to serve these guys, to help them find housing and help them find a stable job. And those two things are very difficult to find. And whether you are liberal or conservative, you can agree that it's better for these guys to have housing and a good job so that they can be productive. Because it's cheaper to keep these guys out of prison, being productive where they can support themselves instead of having them in prison.
And I'm with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, so we try to make that happen for these guys. We take them through life skills training. You know, if there's other training they need, some guys might need AA training, some guys might need mental health training. We provide all of those things to try to get them to their next level of living. And Minnesota has adjusted. Jobs has not been a big issue as of late. But the issue with these guys are housing. Because just like I said in the paper, no one wants to rent to a felon. But then we expect these guys to come out and be productive citizens. So a lot of times it's tougher on them than it is on someone like you and I, because they can't live everywhere. And then, you know, people don't really want to live by them. But I see so many guys come out of prison, being in this industry and working with these guys at that house. I see so many guys come out of prison that are trying to be better. They're trying to do the right thing. And we're trying to help them get there, and we're trying to help them get to that next level so that they can be successful.
You know, Richard, you know, one of the things that, and I just know this just from, you know, having a family member that was once upon a time incarcerated, and then having a few friends that have been through the system. Yeah. One of the hardest things that we don't talk about in society, even to this day, is how difficult it is to get individuals reacclimated into society once they've been incarcerated and released.
Well, I think what people don't understand is when you go to prison, your entire life stops. All of your connections, everything that you had going on the outside of you, it stops, and then you go away. So now you come back. After, say you were in prison for 10 years, you come back and you have no connections with anything or anyone. And just think of guys that went in prison that's maybe been in prison for 15 or 20 years. They've never seen a cell phone or use a cell phone or, you know, sometimes a computer. So now they come back to all of this technology and they have to adjust. And it's places like ours, it's places like Clifton Place that help these guys adjust so that they can go out in society and be productive and hopefully not reoffend. Now, there are some guys that come to the house. There are some guys that come to the house that's going to probably reoffend. We understand that. You know, we're not crazy. We understand that. But there are a lot of guys that come to the house as well that's looking for a true second chance, a true opportunity that they can be better today than they were yesterday.
Yeah, we're talking to Richard Coffey, program director at 180 Degrees here on Late Night News Talk A30 WCCO. And one of the other interesting things I saw about your guys' organization is you service all over the state, man. Twin Cities, St. Cloud, Rochester.
Hey, if there's a homeless youth out there that needs a place to stay, call 180 Degrees and we will have a bed for you. I mean, from a youth perspective, we know every night there's hundreds and hundreds of youth in Minnesota that does not have a place to sleep. And it's not just a city thing. It's not just a Minneapolis thing. You know, so many people think when I say homeless that we're just talking about Minneapolis. That's not true. There's homeless kids all over the state of Minnesota. And yes, we are able to serve them all. And we want to serve them all. We have a shelter in St. Paul, Brittany's Place. It's an SEY shelter, a sexually exploited youth shelter. And I'm telling you, Henry, on those days when you get 12-year-old girls walking through the door, and you know they've been sexually exploited, it's a tough day, man. I mean, I have daughters, and I can't even imagine. So it's very emotional sometimes because the people we serve have been traumatized. They come to us with a lot of trauma, and we try to help them get past that trauma as best as we can. We try to help them get past that trauma so that they can reenter life and be successful at life.
I hear you. Now, let me ask you about what we talked about COVID-19 and how it affects the people that you're trying to reacclimate into society and everything. But from a financial perspective, and that's the reason why, you know, donating to your cause and to your organization is so impactful. It seems like, according to the article, that nonprofits took an estimated $1 billion hit in April as the virus has really kind of knocked us into that recession.
For sure, it's a great financial impact when something like this happens. Now think about the impact of the virus, and then think about our employees that are essential workers. You know, having to come to an environment that may come in contact with COVID-19, right? So we had to, and our organization did a great job at. We paid all of our full-time employees an additional $4 an hour, kind of as hazard pay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're asking you to come to work, possibly exposing yourself to someone with COVID-19, because we're taking youth and adults off the street all the time. They're coming in off the street, so we don't know where they've been, who they've been around. But if they need a bed and we have a bed, we're gonna accept them. So there's risk there. So the financial implications are high, but also, you know, our workers, they also have families that they go home to. So it's a very stressful time, and it's a very stressful situation. But we're pretty fortunate. We were pretty fortunate, and we're blessed that when COVID-19 hit Minnesota, the things that we put in place, our organization, and the way we went about, you know, moving forward with our business and our shelters and our halfway houses, you know, we haven't had COVID-19 in any of our shelters so far. So, I commend all of our managers at our different locations and our leadership team for making that happen. We were very active in putting processes and procedures in place to try to keep COVID-19 out of our shelters and group homes.
That's awesome. A final couple of minutes here with Richard Coffey here on Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. You speak about people being traumatized, and I feel like today is one of those days where so many people, not just here locally, but nationally, are traumatized about the video and the killing of George Floyd, who died at the hands of the Minneapolis police. They were fired today. What was kind of going through your mind, your head when you saw the video and you saw the story break?
It was a tough day. I mean, it happens too often, and we have to be better. We have to be better at calling wrong a wrong. And this was a wrong. This was wrong. There's no other way about it. This was wrong. I mean, we have to do a better job as a society at making sure things like this don't happen in our society. And that takes everybody. Mm-hmm. That takes you. That takes me. That takes everyone. We all have a part to play in this. We have to come together as a society and make sure things like this is not accepted and does not happen in our society. Yeah. The video speaks for itself. I don't have to say anything about what happened. The video speaks for itself. And you know, I don't condone any type of violence from anyone or on anyone. And it was a tough video to watch. It was tough
it
to
really
watch.
It really was.
But again, as a black man, as a black man, again, I call my son who's in L.A. and I just reminded him when you get stopped by the police, and he's heard this from me 1,000 times. You know, when you get stopped by the police, I have a stepson. When you get stopped by the police, this is what you do. And. So unfortunately, sometimes when you can do those things, and it still don't work out.
I'm with you, man. Hey, real quick, because I've only got just a few seconds left here, I'm so thankful that you joined the show tonight. How is Amir doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. He's out in California. The weather's hot, and he's actually working out again. You know, it's a different level. It's a different level. They brought a bunch of weights to his house, and I was like, man, you have your own little personal gym in your house now. As soon as this COVID-19 thing is over, I'm getting all those weights into my house, by the way, but you use them for now. But he's doing well. The facilities are open, and, you know, I think his days are going to work out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, you know, he's gained a little weight, and he's working hard.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, I appreciate the time tonight, man. I'm so thankful that I'm a friend of yours, you're a friend of mine, and all the great work that you're doing with 180 Degrees. Check out their website, people, 180degrees.org. Also, give them a follow on Twitter at 180degreesMN. It's Richard Coffey, program director and former Gopher. I appreciate it, Richard.
It's always a pleasure, sir.
All right, take care. That's Richard Coffey joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.